KO4 NUE. Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you, sir?
How about you? You had a good day?
Yeah, pretty good, I guess. Messing with a little electronic project in here and missing a transistor didn't come in the kit, so I've been trying to run one down today.
What kind of project you working on now?
Just found this little kit. You can put it together. You know, it comes all in pieces. And it measures, you know, test transistors with it, PNP and NPNs. But I mean, I can do that with ohmmeter, but I'm kind of after the capacitance testing portion of it, so I can test capacitors out. I don't have one of those, so. And it was cheap enough, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
I guess that come in handy with all the stuff you've been doing lately.
Yeah, I've had a couple of times struggled a little bit because I didn't have what I need and have to figure out some way to get by, you know. But, yeah, but other than that, ain't much going on here.
So you've been real busy lately, so I guess it's good you got you a little bit of reprieve anyway.
Well, we did okay with field day. I mean, we didn't do, you know, like other people do with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of contacts, but we made two contacts in Brussels in Belgium and one in Spain, and of course all the way across the United States too, so we did all right.
I mean, it was a really modest setup, too, so nothing to complain about there, that's for sure.
Got to do some testing on some batteries and, you know, see how long they would last. And, you know, made a couple of mistakes. Had to take a trip back home and, you know, get a couple of things, but... Other than that, I mean, things went okay, I guess.
A couple of umbrellas would have been good when me and Jerry were outside.
I think he got really frustrated, too, when the car ran over the PL259 on the end of the cable and mashed it flat. That kind of set the stage right off the bat.
It did, but... That's part of it. That's what you're doing it for, is to figure out weaknesses and overcome obstacles. Well, that was several of them overcome and dealt with that day.
Well, you live and you learn, I guess. And like I said, we just for something to kind of throw it together a little bit. I mean, I learned a lot. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, I can kind of see how people can enjoy doing that. It's not so much the contact, it's the number of contacts and where they are that's, you know, kind of neat. But, you know, no rag chewing, just, hey, this is me, who are you, and what kind of station you got, move on to the next.
So did you make the contact to Belgium, or was it somebody else that was there?
Two contacts in Belgium. I made one of them. I think Jerry made the other. And then one contact in Spain. And the guy in Belgium was 599. I mean, he was just clean as a, you know, clean as a bell. Just impeccable signal. He asked me if, you know, is that a real 599? I said, absolutely it is. It's, you know, not one issue with this signal. It's perfect. All the way from Belgium.
Impressive.
You have to see how many miles that is, but that's quite a clip.
I'm sure it is going to be quite a clip. I'm not sure how far Belgium is either, but it's a pretty good ways.
Hang on, Patrick. I got a phone call.
KL4HK, stand by.
KL4NUE. I'm back, Patrick.
KL4HKX. I'm still here.
House.
Getting ready to make the vehicle switch here. Just a minute.
Oh, wow. You were early today.
I've had a couple shops close up on my Monday route.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's kind of nice to be able to get back home before dark.
It'll be nice to get home before dark. Sorry about the pause there. I'm having to dodge a moped.
Liquor sickle.
Exactly.
Well, I think me and Mrs. is going to head to Colorado next month. They have a reunion with some of the people we deployed with out in Boulder, so I think we're going to fly out there and kind of meet back up with everybody, you know. So we're kind of looking forward to that.
For you, some time away and just the two of you anyway.
I've been looking at the weather out there for the past couple of days. It's like 12 degrees 2 days ago. That makes wardrobe.
Been much warmer than that here in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're right. We've had to turn the water off at shop for the last week or so. You know, keep from damaging the lines down there. And, you know, that's a little pain in the tail. But I've learned the hard way. If you don't, you know, take 5 minutes and do it, or you spend a week digging up a line, but that happens every year.
HKX, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. My water froze 2 days in a row when it got real cold.
Roger that. Well, listen, I got a question for you. Yaesu Fusion. You gotta fill out not an application, but I guess it's an application to get a Fusion ID. And I filled the thing out about a week ago with Yaesu. Hadn't heard anything. You know anything about that?
I do not. I didn't know you had to do one with Fusion. Are you talking about adding it to the repeater?
No, I just was gonna get Fusion's on the repeater. We just don't have it active, and that's just flip of a switch, you know. But you know, it's like kind of like DMR. You gotta have a DMR ID. And like I said, I filled out the request about a week ago. Hadn't heard anything from them. I just trying to find somebody that knew anything about it, see if that was kind of normal or what's going on.
I don't know on that one, but if I had to guess on who to ask, it would probably be Andrew, KO4CEF. And he's at work right now, but he ought to be getting off here shortly.
And I'll give him a holler, I guess, next time I hear him up here. But like I said, I registered as a PDN node, and just to, you know, try things out with this 400 I got here in the shack. But I don't know. We'll see. This seems like it'd be a whole lot easier than DMR with a code plug. No code plugs, just, you know, get an ID and go, I guess. Set the radio up, but just trying to figure things out.
I know what you mean on the no code plug. I haven't used it because there are no repeaters around here that have it active. But everybody I've talked to about it says you just jump from, you know, talk group to talk group, and no issues. So a lot smoother and easier to use than the other two.
What I'm looking at, so the repeater up there's got Fusion on it, and I'm just trying to learn a few things for, you know, you just jump from node to node to node, and just trying to figure things out. But it's Yazoo's taking their time, I guess.
Who isn't anymore? I don't think anybody really gets in a hurry.
Well, I was on Yazoo's website the other day, and I don't know if you know this or not, but they got a new, their new product line is out, where you can, you know, download the pamphlet and all. And boy, I'm gonna tell you, they got some nice radios this year.
KI4LZI4.
And Andy, how you doing, sir?
Professor Peter's active when it comes to the to that for Yazoo or not, because I didn't hear him say, but I heard him say on Anderson that night or two ago that the 443-800 down there at Anderson is back on the air and it's capable of doing that, but whether it's actually that part of it on, I didn't hear him say, but it's back on the air.
Well, I don't know about privately owned. I mean, just kind of use the same frequency as the repeater pairs on. It just, what it does is it switches between digital and analog. So if there's no analog traffic on the repeater, then it, you know, it'll, if it detects digital, then it'll allow digital traffic to pass. Or you set it up the other way. You want digital to have priority and analog to be secondary, you can do that. But like I said, I'm just trying to get things figured out and see if that's something we want to try to do.
KI4LZI4. I know even less about that than I do the DMR, but it was my own impression. It's like drunken. But I definitely heard them say that last night that at least the analog part's definitely back on, but they said it's capable of doing system fusion down there. But whether you or Patrick is one can get into, because I think it's down there on the hospital building in Anderson or not, can get into it, I kind of doubt it.
Well, roger that. Well, I think that's the whole point of it, is that, you know, if you have a fusion repeater, say, you know, up on Hogback, and you've got another fusion repeater down in Anderson or one down in Columbia, you just, you know, if you want to link, you know, from here to Charleston, I mean, you do that pretty quick. You can do it with an individual radio, you can do it through the repeater, whatever you want to do. But it's kind of an interesting system.
Well, Patrick, I just wanted to point that out to you two, that I heard them say on the Anderson that here a night or two ago about that 443-800. That part's the analog part, and that's capable of doing, you know, the system fusion, and letting y'all know about it. I'll go back to monitor. KI4LZI4. Go ahead, Pat.
Good to hear you. I appreciate you jumping in there. You're always a wealth of knowledge when it comes to these repeaters around here. But I done a quick look on repeater book, and within 25 miles, there's only one repeater comes up, and it's up in Asheville in the Oteen area. So I couldn't hit it from where I'm at.
Well, like I said, all that's is just, you know, you can connect. You know, let's say you got six repeaters on the eastern seaboard running from north to south, and you can send traffic over repeater number one all the way due south. You can send traffic from, you know, repeater number one all the way to repeater number six through the other repeaters and not be broadcast on repeaters two, three, four, and five. You see what I'm saying? Or you can say, hey, I want to pop out on repeater three along the chain. I mean, it's pretty flexible, but I just, you know, waiting on Yaesu.
It's still got the two time slots, just like DMR does, if I remember correctly. I've done a little bit of looking into it, but after I found out there's no repeaters in the area, I didn't mess with it much for that reason.
Roger that. Well, we see what it's all involved, I guess. But right now, I'm just kind of interested in, you know, you don't need to... You really don't need to reach it via RF, you know. Say, for example, I got this 400 here in the shack, and once I get my node number, I can put my node number in the radio, and just, I'm just kind of like All-Star, I guess. I just jump, if I want to talk to a Fusion repeater in England, you know, I just jump over there, and it's basically internet, but... You know, just won't give it a shot.
No, that's a lot how DMR works when you're using the hotspot to get into the system instead of a repeater. It's an older system from what I can gather, and a lot more complicated to figure out in some things. But I would like to know more about it. Digital is the way things are going because it takes up less bandwidth and you can do more on it, so might as well learn it. It's not going away.
In UE with KL4HKX. Now, you're right. I think it's kind of here to stay, I guess, but I don't know, just different avenue to experiment with and try. And I said, you know what the heck? I mean, it doesn't cost anything to get your ID. So I think I'll jump up there and give it a try. But the Murdaugh trial is on today. I've been watching it in and out. It's kind of interesting to see what's going on down south.
Going to get in there and try to get his conviction overturned for jury tampering. It was on the news this morning when I was coming down the mountain.
Well, I don't know how that's going to go, but we'll see.
That guy there, I hadn't been following it too close at all. But from what I hear, he pretty awful guy to do that to your family.
Netflix got a documentary out on that. I think it's about 2 hours long. And oh my word, you would not believe.
Don't even care to watch it, to be honest with you. But I don't know, I hear enough blurs on it on the news radio. To do me.
Yeah, well, I was watching today. He looks worried.
If he did it and he's guilty of it, I hope he gets what's coming to him.
Yeah, I agree. But anyway, just kind of interesting to see kind of what's going on and all. But other than that, you know, grandson's doing okay. And we're just kind of kick back, just trying to enjoy things a little bit.
We'll do that now, isn't it, Grandpa?
Right, I gotta admit, man, I'm loving it.
He comes over, he's 2 years old, into everything, and starts pitching a fit, and say, here, take him home.
Well, I want to get me see if I can find me some refined caffeine. And I'm just going to put it in a squirt bottle. And every time he gets ready to get in the car to go back home, I'm just going to mist him down when he's in the car seat with that caffeine and send him on back home.
Do sugar and caffeine bars and send him home.
I throw a couple of toys in there that's got sharp corners and batteries that don't ever die, and they make awful noises during the night. So, yeah, I'm stacking up.
Get the Legos. They got to have the Legos. That way he can experience stepping on those in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. What I'm after is I actually want to remove a section of skin off of the bottom of the foot when they step on it. And for it to make a loud noise, and for lights and lasers to go off, so, you know, and then maybe vibrate across the floor for 10 minutes.
Make sure it's got the screw-on battery door, not the one that just squeeze the tab and take it out.
Exactly. That's exactly right. The sharp corners and, yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
Now, I had that happen to me, and sitting there with a screwdriver trying to get it out, and it's going off, and it just won't shut up. You want to just throw it out the door and go back to bed.
When the boys were, I think they were 4 and 5. They were not old, too young. Daddy decided he's going to get them 2 Red Ryder BB guns for Christmas. He didn't discuss it with me and Ann or nothing. He just bought 2 Red Ryder BB guns and then 2 milk cartons of those BBs. That's 10,000 BBs in a carton. And we had an awful time with them. I mean, they shot the park lights out in the truck, the windshields, and then I'd shot each other a couple of times with it and, just stayed in all kind of trouble with the things. And I took them up 4 or 5 times, and they get the old poochie lip on me, you know. But one of them spilled the carton of BBs in the floor. 10,000 of them now in the floor. And we was in there cleaning something out of the vent the other night behind the sink. And a big bundle of them up underneath the sink. That's 20-something years ago.
Hey, I bet you're still finding those laying around today.
Right, and it's 1 year Crossman put out these BBs that are aluminum, got a little metal coating on them, you know. Magnet won't pick them things up. So we, like I said, we'd set up, you know, had a fit with it. And Daddy just laughed. He went back down to the house, left us up there with BB guns. Of course, they wanted to shoot all the time. So, yeah. I can tell you some stories with them too. And I mean, they shot the windshields out in the truck, shot park lights, windshield, headlights, mirrors. And to this day, I mean, I sat there and watched them do it. Watched them do it behind the bush, watching them do it. And to this day, they won't rat each other out. They tell you right quick, no, we didn't do it. And I blistered their tail, both of them. But to this day, they won't rat each other out for nothing.
They're like brothers, right? They might fight amongst themselves, but don't get involved in that.
Oh, exactly. So I got ready to go to the second deployment, and I take them shooting or whatnot, and one day they wanted to learn, you know, bound and overwatch. That's where you get, you know, 2 or 3 people, and two people lay down suppressive fire, and then the other people move forward, and then they lay down suppressive fire, and then the other two people move forward. Well, they mastered that pretty doggone quick. They figured out, you know. So I finally had to get them some airsoft guns to keep them from shooting each other with the Red Ryders. And, boy, I got out there in the yard with all 3 of them. Abby wasn't too good at bounding overwatch, but the boys, boy, we had a treehouse out there in the front yard, and they got, and finally started shooting me through the cracks in the floorboard, and I'd holler and holler, and they wouldn't stop.
They'll run out of BB soon enough, and that's when you come down that ladder, and they're running for cover.
Perry figured out real quick, with the BBs and the airsoft, he'd just take the whole carton and dump them in his mouth, fill his mouth up with those, you know, airsoft pellets or the BBs, and just open a loading chute on the side of the gun and just blow them in there like an air compressor, you know. So Lewis never did figure that out, but Perry got good at it.
Oh, mercy. He become his own airsoft gun, right?
It just makes an awful noise, you know. You just imagine putting all them BBs in your mouth and blowing them out, filling the tube up on the thing. But we have a bunch of goats, Patrick, and we've still got goats down here, but we sold the milk, and the boys have raised on, you know, goat milk. And we decided we was going to start butchering one year. And they hadn't had the BB guns long. And I was putting my boots on one day and had the rifle, 22 rifle, leaned up over on the corner. KL4NUE. So, he come in there, saw the rifle. Where are you going? I said, well, Daddy, I said, it's time to, you know, we're going to go down and butcher one of the goats today. Oh, we want to go. Oh, absolutely. Y'all need to go. I want y'all to see this, you know. So I'm getting my boots on, and they take off with Red Ryder BB guns. And I got halfway down to the barn, and I hear one of the goats down there, and he is just hollering, just hollering. So I take off running, and they've got him hemmed up in the corner down there, shooting him with those Red Ryder BB guns, trying to dispatch him, you know. I done got him four or five times, you know, and I just fussed and fussed and fussed and said, boys, you know, we just trying to be helpful, Daddy. I said, son, y'all can't do things like that. Y'all stay with me.
Like you had your hands full with those. Mine never got into that. More into video games and stuff like that than outside. Never could get him to go outside with me when I was going out there to do anything, except for when he had his four-wheeler. That was the only time that he went outside for a while.
Well, the boys, Abby was the one that's, you know, she didn't mind helping me field dress or anything. Boys couldn't do it. They just get, you know, all pukey and vomity. Wouldn't help you do anything, you know. But my daughter's the one. She's the one that, you know, we'd butcher a goat or a pig or something. She'd be right there helping me clean, you know. But one year we had a peacock moved in out here. Got loose from somewhere. We think it got loose from the zoo. And peacock took up down here in the pasture. And that thing hated Anna. He would actually fly up on the limb when he saw her coming with the egg basket and just dive bomb her when she go in the pasture. So it got to where she couldn't get eggs or milk anymore, and I had to go down here and take care of that thing. So, you know, it's something all the time with the animals. And you'll get into butchering chickens now. We, you know, demonstrated that with the boys, and chicken made about three laps around the barn with no head. That was it. Can't do that, Daddy.
I remember that growing up. My grandfather, he was that way. He raised hogs and chickens and cows, and he done all of his own butchering and right there on the farm.
Exactly. Well, it was good times, you know. Long time ago. They're all out of the house now, but, you know, me and Anna was having some coffee this morning talking about, we'd watched Lewis with you know, our grandson, and boy, they look awful tired. We just held our coffee cups up and just took a little drink, even flipped their little pinkies out when we drank coffee this morning. Yeah, and it's y'all's turn now.
Roger that. Yeah, well, mine's been talking about getting married lately, so I'm sure it won't be too much longer for me.
Well, roger that. Well, I hope so, man, because I tell you, we've really enjoyed this, you know, being the feeling of being a grandparent, you know, our grandpa. And Anna's got, I mean, we got our little nicknames, so we'll see how that goes, you know. Anna's is Marmy, and mine is Top, so we'll see what he comes up with.
And he called my mom Sun and Moon, and we like to never figure out why. And one day I was around her over there, and she had a shirt that had a picture of a sun and a moon on it. And he started pointing at that, and that's what we figure is the reason he started calling her Sun and the Moon. And to this day, that's still how she's referred to.
Right. Well, you know, like I said, we're gonna throw it out there. At the end of the day, you're gonna be called what they could say at the time, you know. So, like Anna's mother was, you know, supposed to be grandmother or something like that, but all the kids call her Gaga because they couldn't get out the whole name, I guess. So it is what it is, but that's the interesting part of it, I guess. But anyway, well, listen, let me get on off here. I mean, I've been on here a while. Somebody else might need the frequency, and Anna just walked in here too, so let me see what's going on with her. But nice talking to you, bud. You're right, I can take a break for a little while and just enjoy the frequency. So, KO4HKX, KO4NUE, 73, Patrick.
Talking to you this afternoon. Make sure you tell Miss Anna I said hello, and y'all have a good evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
4HKX, this is N0FMD, Nazi-0 Foxtrot, Mary Delta.
Mary Delta, KO4HKX.
The cockpit was Nazi Zero, Foxtrot, Mary Delta. If I recall correctly, you that runs the Mack tool truck?
The Macco tool truck, and you're breaking up. You're in and out of the repeater. Or the radio's cutting in and out, but I don't know that it's dropping the repeater. So go just a little bit slower, and I'll try to make out what you're saying, okay?
Patrick, is this N0FMD?
FMD, I got your call sign that time, but it's still in and out, but go ahead.
With you real quick, I noticed a Mapco truck a couple months ago over at the Coca-Cola distributing rates of 85 and higher 86. Would that have been you?
I'm getting much of that, so I don't know what's going on with your radio. The repeater's holding, it's the radio, is the audio's cutting in and out. After that, that one was pretty good, so try one more time.
This is N0FMD testing, fake microphone problem.
N0FMD, I got your call sign anyway. I think you said you seen me somewhere, going about my travels. If you, mine's the big white Peterbilt. Got the antennas on the driver's mirror.
Mr. Patrick, I saw a tool truck over at the Coca-Cola distributing center of 85 and 86 a couple months ago. Would that have been you?
That is not me. That is another Macco guy. I don't go down that far.
The general neighborhood, so I've heard it a number of times and haven't had the chance to get back to you and just check and see if that was you.
That if you're capable of monitoring APRS, the tool truck, when I'm in it, is broadcasting APRS, so you can see where I'm at. But I'm going to jump out of here. I got to take care of some business. Nice to talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 73.
I stopped going to